A suspected cop killer in custody. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Virginia State Police say they arrested a man who's suspected of gunning down two officers at Bridgewater College, a liberal arts college about 125 miles northwest of Richmond. Police say campus police officer John Painter and campus safety officer J.J. Jefferson were responding to a call of a suspicious person on campus when they were shot and killed. Corinne Geller with the Virginia State Police says after a short chase by state and county officers, 27-year-old Alexander Wyatt Campbell was arrested.
We have charged Campbell with a total of four felonies, two felony counts of capital murder, one felony count of first-degree murder, and one felony count of use of a firearm in the commission of a felony.
Geller says Campbell was treated for a gunshot wound. He's now being held without bond at Rockingham County Jail. A former UCLA lecturer who was arrested this morning in Boulder after police say he emailed threats against the school had previously sent messages saying he would kill a professor. Court documents show a UC professor in Irvine took out a restraining order last year against 31-year-old Matthew Harris after he said he would put a bullet in her skull. Harris is being held on state charges in Colorado. President Biden met with the top Democrat and Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee this afternoon to discuss potential nominees to the Supreme Court.
But I intend to take this decision, make this decision, and get it to my colleagues by the end of the month. That's my hope. And I'm looking forward to their advice on how to proceed.
The president said the nominee should have a judicial philosophy that understands all the amendments mean something. Pfizer has asked the FDA to authorize extra low doses of its COVID vaccine for kids 5 and under. A vaccine for kids as young as 6 months would have just 1/10 of the adult dose. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The Justice Department says it will not take another look at the 2014 death of a 12-year-old shot by Cleveland police.
The decision comes after the mother of Tamir Rice sent letters to and met with DOJ officials hoping to reopen the case. Rice, who was black, was playing with a toy gun when two white officers responding to a 911 call arrived. Officer Timothy Lohman shot Rice moments later. The officers were not federally charged because surveillance video quality was too poor to determine if officers responded to a threatening motion by Rice. While the DOJ declined to bring civil rights charges against the officers, the Cleveland Police Department is still being watched after a probe found patterns of excessive force and civil rights violations by officers. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The government has reported that U.S. traffic deaths surged in the first 9 months of 2021 to over 31,000. The new estimated figure from January to September 2021 is the highest percentage increase over a 9-month period since the Transportation Department began recording fatal crash data in 1975. It's going to cost you more to have people over to watch the big game.
This year's Super Bowl party could cost you 14% more. Meat and poultry prices have seen the biggest increases. Wells Fargo chief agricultural economist Michael Swanson says chicken wing prices are up 26% from a year ago, steaks up 23%, and hamburgers cost 17% more, though pork prices are up just 7%. Potato chips and avocados are up only 1%. And some fruits and vegetables cost the same or even less than last year. Celery and carrots cost about the same as a year ago. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow gained 273, the Nasdaq plus 106. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.